We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's the one food that you will never eat again and why? Now, for me, it's going to be weird because I like variations of this food, but the food itself in its true natural form makes me so disgusted I have a hard time saying the word tomato.
I'm glad you said in different forms and in the true form, because you love yourself some pizza and there's tomato sauce in there. I've seen you eat ketchup, also
salsa.
Like, yeah, pasta. I mean, you mess up some tomatoes.
No problem.
Great. I saw this recipe the other day where you get a cheese grater and you grate the tomato and then squeeze out the juices and just have the pulp left.
Speaking of grating, you're grating my nerves talking about it right now.
Sarah, that sounds disgusting. Gross. And I have nothing against tomatoes.
I don't know. It looked really good. Ugh. I was just wondering if you'd eat that.
It all stems from my childhood, as does most things that scar you as an adult. And I will never forget it. I was not a fan of tomatoes, although my dad loved them more than life itself, and he could not fathom how his own flesh and blood could not like tomatoes. Because for people who love tomatoes, they're like, how could anyone not love tomatoes? It's the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
And I remember it was like a white bowl with like little flowers on the side.
I can't believe you remember the bowl.
I remember the bowl. They have this thing where they would cut up tomatoes, pour salt over it, and they would just eat it out of a bowl.
Sounds like, pretty good. I'd put some pepper, though. That
gross.
Sounds actually good.
Anyway, he would not allow me to get up from the table until I finished this bowl of tomatoes.
That's old school, bro. It's like liver for me. Lubies, when I was a kid, I ordered liver thinking it was like chopped steak or just thinking it was steak. I'd never have liver in my life. And my mom and dad were like, you sure you didn't like that? I'm like, I'm going to love it. That's what I said.
Gross.
And y'all, the first bite, it tasted like iron and mercury. It tasted metally. I can never eat liver again.
I genuinely don't have a story about this. Like, I'll eat anything.
Well,
I mean, I won't eat sardines, but that's just because I think they look gross.
Yeah.
It's not that I ever, you know, someone ate, like, forced me to eat them, you know?
I had a can of sardines in Portugal and it was delicious, but a can of sardines here, probably disgusting.
I just think that there's a crunch when you eat their little baby's exoskeleton.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, that sounds disgusting.
All right, so tomatoes, liver, and
throw in some sardines, man.
Sardines.
Oh, American sardines.
American sardines.
When a food doesn't have an expiration date, you know it's not good. Faith in Georgetown, what's a food that you will never eat again and why?
Kale. I will never eat kale.
Really?
And this is so weird. I ordered chicken fingers at a restaurant, and there was just like a garnish of kale.
Uh-huh.
I like flipped it over, and there was a caterpillar in the kale.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
Alex in Liberty Hill, what is a food that you will not eat anymore and why?
An apple.
Really?
What's wrong with apples?
Well, I was around, like, I think, 22 years old, and I was talking to my friend, and I just took it, and I was eating it, and then I just started choking for about, like, 2 to 3 minutes. My dad was driving me to the hospital. I just remember that, and I just remember almost dying and thinking, okay, I just don't ever want to do that again.
Yeah, when you almost die from a food, that's good enough to never eat it again.
Yeah,
Seth in North Austin, what is something that you can no longer eat again, and why?
Tuna fish sandwiches.
Gross.
I will never touch for the rest of my life.
I like them, but why?
I like them too, but I was a camp counselor, and the stinkiest, most gross camper I ever had ate tuna fish sandwiches every single day, and I can't even, like, I can't be in the same room as a tuna fish sandwich to this day because I, like, have a flashback.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Deanna in Cedar Park, what is something you can no longer eat again and why?
Hey, okay, so when I first turned 21, I had, like, a special night with my boyfriend at the time where we stayed in and he bought wine, but I should have realized at the time he wasn't a keeper because he bought the cheapest wine that there possibly
was. That's what happens when you're 21.
Exactly. It's a great thought that counts, though.
It was the thought that counts, yes. So we were drinking wine and watching a movie, but the wine that he bought tasted horrific. It tasted like rubbing alcohol. But I was like, oh, I guess this is just what alcohol tastes like, because I was still new to it. I also should have realized that it was going to be bad because it was called Old Man's Blend.
Dude! Old Man's Blend.
It just means that it was aged a little longer than the average wine. It ruined wine for you forever?
Well, because I drank way too much of it to the point where it was the first time I had ever, like, blacked out from drinking. Uh-huh. And then the next day, like, just kept vomiting, like, a lot. And so now every time I see any type of red wine or smell it, it reminds me of Old Man's Blend. And I, like,
that's awesome.
But I can't drink it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.